USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says there are 45,000 bridges in the United States that are in poor condition. He spoke in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, hours after a bridge collapsed.
We saw today when a bridge is in disrepair, it literally can threaten lives.
It caused some injuries and destroyed some vehicles, but resulted in no deaths. Severe winter storms are set to hit multiple states along the East Coast, with parts of New York expecting over a foot of snow and wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour. New York Governor Kathy Hochul describing the timing of the storm.
What we're expecting is hopeful that doesn't really hit during the commute this evening. We're tracking the timing of this, but we do believe that the highest totals will be coming tomorrow.
Hochul saying Long Island will be the hardest hit by the storm and advised people to stay off the roads Friday night. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The leading cause of death to Americans 18 to 45 is fentanyl. That's according to Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Abbott this week hosted 12 state attorneys generals at the U.S.-Mexico border to highlight the crisis of drugs coming across the border and making it into the United States.
A deadly dose of fentanyl is 2 milligrams. It's smaller than 2 grains of salt. And before the end of this year, there will be more than enough fentanyl seized to kill all Americans. And so this is an existential threat to the United States. It's a national security-based issue, especially being the fact that it's coming from China.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The core consumption expenditure price index jumped 4.9% in December from 1 year ago. That's a pace that hasn't been seen in 40 years and doesn't include food and energy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An area is continuing to be hit by volcanic eruptions.
Less than 2 weeks after an underwater volcano explosion cut off communications on the island of Tonga, a powerful 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of the island again. The quake hit in the ocean about 130 miles northwest of Tonga. There were no reports of any injuries or damage to any of the populated islands that make up the whole Tonga region. The seismic activity came 12 days after a volcano erupted and produced a tsunami that caused widespread damage in Tonga and minor effects as far away as the U.S. West Coast. Many countries, including Australia, New Zealand, and Japan, have given aid to Tonga, such as clean drinking water, medical supplies, and food. Repairs to underwater fiber optic cables that were severed during the eruption may not be fixed until sometime next month. So far, 3 deaths have been blamed on the eruption. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A bill that would protect unborn children after 15 weeks of gestation received a hearing by a House panel in Florida on Thursday. HB 5 is modeled after the Mississippi law currently before the Supreme Court, and it has faced considerable opposition from Democrats and abortion groups and is more robust than other bills of its kind. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.